Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 5, Recovery. The first session with Dr. Melissa Abbott had been the hardest. This is session number 6, and Porter has become slightly more comfortable.
All right. Let's talk about sleeping. Are you doing the relaxation exercises?
Yes.
Are they helping?
Somewhat.
Are you still having the nightmares?
It's just the one now.
Which one is that?
Her.
Who?
Jen. She's screaming at me in my room, at the foot of the bed.
What does Jen look like?
What do you mean?
Well, before you told me she'd be covered in blood or dust, what does she look like when she's standing at the foot of your bed?
There's nothing. She's just...
Who?
Genevieve. She's wearing the outfit she had on at the bowling alley. Her hair is... She's perfect.
Good.
I don't know how that's good.
Genevieve's image in your mind is no longer distorted, which means your memories of her are no longer distorted.
But she's screaming at me. She's so mad at me.
Why?
Because I messed up. I should have stayed with her.
But you had to go get help.
I didn't have to leave. I could have figured out something.
You did have to leave. You said your phone didn't work.
I should have gone up the night before. I should have thought something was weird because she didn't text me back.
Porter, you did everything you could. Say it.
I did everything I could.
Again?
I did everything I could.
Good. I want you to say that every time you start to feel guilty, okay? Can we talk more about the man?
We can.
Porter, it's important for you to work through this.
Look, Dr. Abbott, someone attacked her. Genevieve. I'm obviously not making this up.
Okay, I know that. But you know that's not what I want to talk about. Why do you believe it's someone she knew?
Because she said so.
She said, I won't let him hurt you.
Yes.
What else did Genevieve say?
She said something about him being in the apartment when she got home.
Okay.
She didn't want him to hurt me. Why would she say that about a stranger?
Why wouldn't she?
Why doesn't anyone believe me? I thought...
Okay, all right. She knew him. Who is he?
I don't know. I've gone through everyone so many times. No one we knew, I know, could do something like that. I mean, I wouldn't think.
So isn't it possible that this man was a stranger?
Maybe.
He could have been stalking Genevieve.
I guess.
She wanted to protect you.
I know.
That doesn't mean she knew the man, but she did know you. She loved you. We protect the ones we love, Porter. You wanted to help her because you loved her. She wanted to help you because she loved you.
I know.
So maybe that's all it was. Genevieve loving you and trying to protect you.
Yeah. Maybe that's all it was.
Good. Well, our time is up for this week. Please keep up with the relaxation exercises. Until next week, then.
Yep.
Do you have weekend plans?
No. Maybe watch a movie or something.
Porter.
Not yet, Dr. Abbott. Maybe soon.
All right. We'll discuss that next week.
Oh, joy.
Have a good day, Porter. All right?
Sure thing. Shit. Ms. Porter.
Mr. Owens, it's been a while.
Not long enough, Detective.
I'd like you to come down to the station today if you can.
For what?
I just have a few things I'd like to discuss. I can always come by your apartment instead.
No. No, I'll be there. I can come now, I guess.
Great.
Porter sits in a meeting room. Across from him sits Detective Santos. Santos is petite with dark skin, dark eyes, and a severe bun. Her face is soft and kind. Porter finds himself wishing she had been the lead on his case.
I brought you a cup of coffee.
For me? Wow.
What, I can't be courteous?
I didn't think so.
It's rare.
I just wanted to let you know that we finally received a report on Miss Reynolds' phone and computer.
Okay.
Mr. Owens? Porter. There was nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nothing out of the ordinary. We checked all the numbers and everything checks out.
It means we're done. Your story holds up.
Well, that I already knew.
Well, anyway, the rest of the evidence brought no leads. I was hoping for something from this, but the person who set off those explosives is a ghost. Or at least really good at making us think he is.
I guess I should be happy. This gets you off my case.
For now.
Wow. Whatever.
If anything new surfaces, we'll revisit.
So that's it?
Porter, sometimes this happens.
No, fuck that. She knew who did this. Did you talk to her parents?
Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds are aware, yes.
All right. I did everything I could.
I understand how you feel.
Oh, yeah? Someone you love blown up in her apartment by some psychopath? Awesome. We should form a club. Why the hell did you have me come down here? You couldn't do this over the phone? I gotta get to work.
Well, that went well.
I told you he was a hothead. He seemed a little too defensive to you.
Rebecca, he's not good for this.
Maybe.
Hey, guys.
Took you long enough. Your beer's getting warm.
Thanks. I got into work a little late this morning, so I had to make it up.
Appointment with Melissa Runlong?
No, I had to go to the police station.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Supposedly Jen's case is done.
Shit. They found somebody?
No. They found nothing.
Wow, that sucks, man.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Are you okay?
No. But I'm here, right? I didn't ditch you guys.
It's progress.
You know what would be better?
Don't you say it, Luke. Jesus.
What? I was gonna say more beer. A pitcher or two, maybe?
Yeah.
As long as you're paying.
Porter lies in bed. Sleep, as always, comes slowly. When he finally falls asleep, he begins to dream. An actual dream. He is sitting atop a cliff, gazing out over lush green treetops. Bikes are propped up against a boulder. Next to him, with her hair blowing in the breeze, is Genevieve.
Got a bit of hair in your face there.
Just a little. You okay?
I'm fine.
Don't lie to me, Porter.
I miss you.
I miss you too. You're not you anymore.
Of course I'm not.
You can still be you, just a few more battle scars. Chicks dig scars.
Oh, ha ha.
Hey. Look at that. You do smile.
It's hard.
So what? Life isn't fun if it's easy, right? And it's pretty damn easy to just sit on your ass and yell at everybody.
I'm not doing that so much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Abbott. How's that going, by the way?
It's awful.
But at least you're telling someone now.
Yeah. Plus, I think it's helping.
That's good. You look a little pale, Porter. Maybe, you know, go outside?
Not yet.
Why not?
It's not the same.
No shit.
I'm scared.
There are zero things wrong with that. You have to try, okay? I love you. You pick the ugliest spots, you know?
Yeah. Blue skies and rolling hills are disgusting.
The absolute worst.
I love you.
Porter wakes slowly. This is the first time in months that he's woken to the sun instead of screams in the middle of the night. He feels rested. He feels almost content.
What's up, Porter?
Hey, Dax. Sorry, I know it's early, but you free to hit Natchez this weekend?
Wait, seriously? Maybe we should just hit a Greenway or something first. Start easy.
Nah, I'm good. Life isn't fun if it's easy, right?
Join us in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Charity Spencer as Genevieve, Brian Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Theron Womack as Dr. Abbott, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, Delilah Ferrer as Detective Santos, and me, Michael R. as the narrator. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Assistant Director, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Editing, Faith McQuinn. Sound mixing, Joshua Sui. Production assistant, Delilah Ferrer. Casting, Courtney Edwards. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. For more information on the show, including a full list of cast and crew, and where to find us on social media, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.